Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel this evening remains warm, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Haifa. Jerusalem is cooling down, providing a pleasant night for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Ynet, former President Trump warns there will either be an Iran deal or the U.S. will finish the job. Indirect talks ended without public progress, despite a 60-day ceasefire. Also, JNS reports that the IDF struck 5 terrorists in northern Gaza earlier today. At least one of them was a member of Hamas's Nukba Force commandos. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom, Hamas is amassing funds through taxation and smuggling, preparing for combat. This comes as they control the market and receive funds from abroad. Separately, I-24 News notes that more than 70 million Christians are expected to join a global prayer event for Israel in Jerusalem. And finally, The Forward tells us that former Israeli hostages Sasha Chufanov and Sapir Cohen have wed in an emotional ceremony. They were taken during the Hamas attack on October 7, 2023. Reaction has been swift on social media. Batya Ungar Sargon, a journalist, highlighted a tweet discussing the motivations behind certain public figures. Yoni Mishani, a political analyst, criticized the U.S. Soccer Federation's approach to a recent red card appeal, suggesting that FIFA should have been involved. Raylan Givens, a commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, shared insights from a diplomatic source. He noted that Hamas is obstructing talks with the Peace Council and refusing conditions related to weapons in Gaza. Let's go deeper. Starting with the tensions between the U.S. and Iran, Ynet reports that despite indirect talks, no progress on a nuclear deal has been made. Trump's remarks add pressure on the current administration to address Iran's defiance. The outcome could significantly impact regional stability and security. Turning to the IDF's operations in Gaza. Earlier today, the IDF targeted 5 terrorists, with at least one being a high-ranking Hamas commando. As reported by JNS, this strike follows ongoing military activities in the region, emphasizing Israel's focus on neutralizing threats. This could escalate tensions further, affecting civilians in border areas. Meanwhile, according to Israel Hayom, Hamas is increasing its financial resources through aggressive taxation and market control. The funds appear to bolster their combat readiness. This economic strategy places additional pressure on Gaza's residents, impacting their daily lives amid ongoing conflict. Separately, I-24 News highlights a massive global prayer event for Israel, drawing over 70 million Christians. This event underscores international support for Israel, potentially influencing diplomatic relations. Finally, The Forward shares a heartwarming story of resilience as former hostages Sasha Trufanov and Sapir Cohen wed. They were among those taken during the October attacks. Their marriage symbolizes hope and recovery amidst the trauma endured. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that SK Hynix has launched a $28 billion U.S. share sale, betting on the AI boom. The chipmaker's Nasdaq listing aims to expand its investor base amid a memory supercycle. Separately, Globes notes that an Israeli delegation is set to visit the U.S. amid concerns over future military aid. The current agreement expires in 2028, and there are worries about delays in securing continued support. And finally, Ynet Business highlights a visit from the UK's tech chief to Israel to strengthen innovation ties. Serena Stone met with various Israeli tech leaders, emphasizing the importance of collaboration in health tech and research. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 10:00 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.